100.3 The Biz welcomes you to the Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find it. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, are we on? Yes, we are. Okay, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. Hope you're not into bad of traffic this afternoon, and we have a great show lined up for you today, and we're going to be talking about two different tournaments coming up and the purpose of these tournaments. And, Joe, would you like to introduce our guest, please, sir?
Okay. Jetties at Mayport will be – oh, the guests. Yeah, we do have two of them. We've got
– Anna Crowder.
Hello.
Is in studio. Hey, sweetie.
Caller. Cowder. Cowler?
No, Cower. Yeah. Yeah, that was Rick's article.
Is she Bill Cower's family?
Okay.
I wasn't offended since I see jaw jacket jigs pretty often, so I was not offended.
My computer.
Oh, no. Don't
I
go
swear
with
to
my
you.
Computer.
I,
it doesn't talk until you
Peter.
Hit the buttons, bud. All right, mister.
I can't have you guys stupid
Tim's,
computers.
It's not Tim, that's Donnie. Donnie Leeper.
Hey, everybody. How y'all kinda doing today?
Kind of looks like Tim, but no, the beard. There's no beard.
Yeah, no beard.
Yeah, what's this about a food truck? What's going on?
I'm going out to Nocatee after this, and I'm going to go to Food Truck Friday. Uh-oh. Like, I need it, but I'm going.
Okay.
Tim and I are going to go out there and get a little more stretched out in these shirts.
Does Tim hit every one of them or what?
He'll hit two or three of them.
Is the potato truck going to be out there?
I don't know. If it is, I guarantee you, we'll be on it.
All right. Well, anyway, these two right here in studio today, they are in charge and running the Netty
Kayak Challenge.
And it is a tournament to raise funds for Anna. You want to jump in?
Sure. We raise funds for local families that are fighting the battle with breast cancer. This year we have a lovely mom. Her name is Susan Ruddle. I think Susan is 40.
She's about 42, I think, 42. She told us.
Mm-hmm. And
just what a woman wants everybody to know.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Way to go, Anna.
She'd be like,
well,
I didn't
never
tell
bothers
you
me, so.
Yeah.
But,
man, you're in your 50s.
Now that bothers me.
Okay.
Okay.
She's close.
I'm not close.
We're looking at the gray hair coming from the side there.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
All right.
Your point was.
Yeah. So she's a mom of a beautiful daughter, married. And I forgot where I was going with all this. Oh, so she has gone through the battle with breast cancer before.
I've got my legs up on the top of the desk, and that's what's got her all messed
up. I'm distracted.
Yeah.
And she went into remission for quite some time. And she started having more symptoms that she may have breast cancer again, so she would go back to the doctor, and they kept telling her that wasn't what it was, that they thought it was mastitis. And if you remember last year, that's a very similar story that we heard with Julia, which was that she kept going and they kept misdiagnosing her. Well, finally Susan was, I believe she said she was in line to get coffee with her daughter, and she passed out. And they took her to the hospital, and it was breast cancer the entire time. And then they found out that it had spread to her brain. Hmm. So that's where she's at. And, you know, these stories are always so shocking because you think, well, okay, you find a lump, and then you go to the doctor, and they tell you you have breast cancer, and you go through the treatments and what it takes. But you don't realize how many people are misdiagnosed. They have rare types of cancer like Julia did, or it goes unnoticed, or it turns into something else. And so we just like to raise awareness to women to make sure that you stay on top of it, that you don't let it go. And if you have a feeling, trust it. No matter what you need to do, you have to trust that feeling.
Now, this is the third year or second?
This is the second.
Second tournament.
Second Netty. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Terry actually placed in the one of... plaque or something in the net.
She was our Lady Angler last year. Yeah. She won the Lady Angler division.
So
we got some money for that this year.
Yeah, this year we've got $250 for Lady Angler.
she don't have a chance. She's going with me.
We've got 14 ladies signed up so far. So I'm pretty excited about that. We wanted a strong female presence there because we are fighting breast cancer and. So we wanted a lot of ladies to come out, and this year it looks like it's going to happen.
So you got 14 so far.
14 ladies. We've got 54 anglers signed up so far.
Okay. We're going to get back to all the rules and regulations on the netty. And Donnie, you been out fishing lately?
No, I've not been, but we are going...
Fishing tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow in Titusville, pre-fishing tomorrow, tournament Sunday. And it looks like it's going to be nasty down there in Titusville, which I didn't know. But we're going to go anyway. That's always the best time to fish. Work hard, grind hard, get through it.
Back when the IFA was really a big tournament, and there was like a couple hundred boats before Kayak got into it. We had a tournament there, a big old Northeaster, and they're launching at the same place. There's a bridge that you go over, and there's a brick wall right there, and the boats were just bouncing off.
You're talking about
wall.
In Titusville?
Yeah.
That's probably Hallover Creek.
Yeah, and let me tell you what, we launched, you did everything you could to get out of there.
There's a Hallover down there, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
It's been closed. The bridge that goes over that creek has been closed. It's very hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes out, and then I think when you get out to the end of it, it's the Banana River and the Mosquito Lagoon.
Mosquito Lagoon is where you go into.
Yeah, and the Banana River is to your left.
Correct.
So it's a very good, fishing area. I mean, there's a lot of areas down there that are, every place down there is great. You just, just depends on where they are. But, that Hallover is a pretty cool area.
Okay.
So we're going to, I don't know where we're going to fish yet, but it's definitely going to.
Now, y'all fish in the kayak division, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's right. On Sunday. The boats fish on Saturday. So right. Tonight they're having their captain's meeting for the boats. Tomorrow they'll have the captain's meeting for the kayakers right after the boat awards.
People, from what we know, that there's supposed to be a pretty good Northeaster on the way here. I talked to somebody in Miami just a while ago, and they said it was blowing like the Dickens down there. And I guess it's working its way up. Yeah. And we cut back. Joe's going to have the tides and let you know.
I got a phone number for you. You want a phone number? I got a phone number for you. 904-296-1062. 904-296-1062 is the number. You got any questions? You want to call the show? 296-1062. And I'll come back with the tides for tomorrow morning. Y'all stand by. We're going to be right back shortly. Hold on.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on the water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Do you have a boat
looking for a great day of fishing,
Shark
or want to learn how the pros
mobile
do it?
Marine
then you
service,
need to call
licensed
Captain
and
John
insured
Agg.
To install
John's
and repair marine generators,
Jacksonville
electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709.
Don't throw away that broken reel.
And receive $50 off your first service call.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, Joe Dion. Buddy, what's the tides for tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, jetties at Mayport. We got a high at 4:30 in the morning with a low at 11:30.
Core, better known as Keith the Real Guy.
Hey, guys.
Keith the Real Guy has saved.
Okay. Hey, Keith, you got a big plug there, buddy.
Yeah.
Sisters Creek, high at 5:25 a.m. with a low at 11:45. Mill Cove, high at 5:30 a.m. with a low at 11:55 a.m. Downtown, high at 6 with a low at 12:10. And Ortega River, you got a high at 6:50 in the morning with a low at 13:20 in the afternoon.
We're still in flood tides, aren't we, Donnie? It's unbelievable.
I believe so.
It's unbelievable flood tides.
Yeah, and I drove down to Arlington boat ramp.
Yes, sir.
Down there by Arlington Marina.
Yes, sir.
Pulled in the parking lot, and that water was still almost coming up from the ramp onto the road.
It's amazing. And now if this nor'easter is as bad as nor'easter, it's as bad as they're predicting it to be. There could be some more damage, severe damage.
Yeah. You know, 2 to 3 inches of rain, they said.
Going through Green Cove Springs, I think that one is the worst area that I saw. 3 or 4 sunk boats at that Black Creek Marina.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, trees down, I mean, right to the road. In other words, you could tell where they had cut the trees.
Well,
so you could.
We sat and waited on it real cold morning that day. You and I sat and waited on that guy to come back.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. I mean, there was boats blown everywhere, docks everywhere, a lot of damage in the town. Then I went down, I guess it's 17, over to the same one that's...
17, Trout Creek?
Trout Creek, yeah. That's where I went to.
Trout Creek Fish Camp.
Yeah, and they were repairing stuff. But Green Cove...
That's 13.
Okay, but the scariest...
State Road 13.
State Road 13, yes. The scariest and the most weirdest thing I saw is after I had completed my St. Augustine route, getting on A1A coming home, there used to be about 3 or 4 houses on the ocean that were in danger, looked like they were falling in. It's not only Volano Beach anymore. You keep going down. You can go down a good ways in South Ponte Vedra Beach, and those houses... There is nothing, literally nothing underneath them. They're just, I don't know how some of them are standing still.
Good foundations.
And
what is there a requirement for the length of the pilings underneath
I don't know.
Them, or is it the owner's choice how deep he wants to go? Or
evidently, some of the houses were built, you know, back in the 60s. A lot of them, those houses were
stilt houses.
Uh huh. And there was 2 or 3 houses gone. You could tell where they had fallen into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But there was more of them that were just on the edge of a cliff. And if we have another, if this nor'easter is as bad as they say it's going to be,
so they're done. Yeah.
There's going to be some more houses going into the ocean. And it's the destruction from this hurricane was a lot worse than I thought. You know, it was a lot more than just limbs being blown off trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, the neighborhood that my doctor lives in, Marsh Landing, they got creamed again.
You're talking about Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He actually lives in Jacks Beach, but it's very close, about the same type of neighborhood.
Right.
He got about a foot of water again. And again. They're back living upstairs.
Yeah. Exactly. So. And he's trying to figure out some way to build a berm or something to make it, you know.
If it's a neighborhood, I think y'all are talking about it. It gets it every time
a hurricane comes in. Yeah, there.
Oh, I'm wondering. I was thinking too about who was the he ran the sheep's head tournament.
Frank Cherno.
Frank Cherno. Yeah, I wonder how he turned out. Because last time I went to his house, that one time gave him a ride home one day, and it was a mess.
It's a mess. So Green Coast Springs. If y'all complained about your power being off too long. 16 days after the hurricane passed till they got power. Now, there's the advantage of Beach Electric because they're smaller, and JEA is smaller. If you're on Flower Power and Light, you're just one of thousands.
thousands and thousands.
Well, it seems like the big flounder are coming in. You and your husband had a pretty good day flounder fishing, and they're starting to get some size now. In other words, I've been catching a lot of the 14 to 16 inch ones, but now it looks like some doormats are starting to come in.
Yeah, some nicer sizes. I think they went today, and the ones they were getting were 3 or 4 pounds a piece with a couple better ones.
Okay, now does your husband? Now, I went out the other day and I didn't see as many finger mullets as I usually saw.
When I went out, I hadn't asked him, but when I went the other day with him, the tide was real high.
The tide was high when I went also.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to see.
But me and Terry, usually when we've been going out, even the high tide, one cast, and I got enough, you know, to fish most of the day.
Yeah.
But I went out kind of a little cocky by myself, saying, I ain't taking no bait. I'll just take some artificial. And I didn't see a finger mullet the whole time, or not enough to matter.
We pretty much did the same thing. And actually, the you're going to laugh, this is Jackie style. The flounder that we caught, we actually caught him on dead shrimp. We were just drag, you know, you just hook them through the tail and then just drag them across the bottom. As long as it's moving, they'll hit it. But
now, see, Jackie's on a trip today, supposedly listening in. Jackie, you need to go east, west, or north,
or
south. Okay, yeah. But don't take a right hand turn on the left lane. Okay, all right. So there's your directions to where you're going.
I can hear her right now. I can hear the language that she's using too.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll give her a hug when I see her. She'll be all okay.
She'll appreciate that.
She'll appreciate that.
Just as much as she got told go south or north.
You know what I'm talking about, right? How she gets.
No. Oh, yeah.
Actually, she should be like looking at the radio with that look on her face. Like, wow.
So, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, guys, the flounder bite seems to be doing pretty good. The flounder are coming in. We got another big tournament coming up. It's put on by Chip Davis, called the Flounder Pounder, to benefit the Jacksonville School of Autism.
JSA.
JSA. And registration for that is $100 per boat, but you can have up to 4 people on the boat. So it's about $25 a person if you wish.
That's a steal for a tournament. Yeah. I can't believe that, you know, because usually most tournaments like that either require, you know, no more than 2 people.
Right.
For that price, and if you do more, four people is a lot.
For $25, yeah.
It's a steal.
The captain's meeting is Thursday, October 19th at Big Dogs, and that's the new restaurant at Beach Marine. And, guys, it's a very well tournament, even though I wrote it's at the very well tournament.
Are you sure? I may be wrong, but I'd read somewhere about the thing was at PVO for the – the tournament is going to be at Big Dogs. Are you sure the captain's meeting is not going to be at
I got that off the webpage and the brochure thing hanging up. I could be wrong.
Okay. I may be wrong. I just, for some reason, I thought I saw something about him thinking Tony and them down there the other day. So I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
So if anybody knows.
I'll look it up.
Okay, look it up there. All right, so there's 2 great tournaments coming up. We had a little controversy in one, and I was the cause, or at least I started the controversy. I started to stir in the pot about oversized reds, and I think you have made a great change concerning the Reds. What have you done, Donnie, concerning Reds? What are y'all doing?
You mean, what did she do?
Well,
it was a collective effort.
Yeah,
I understand. Listen, I listened to you gripe at me for 5 years about oversized Reds.
Yeah.
So I was going to give you the floor on oversized Reds.
Sorry. No, so we went to two Reds, and a lot of people came to us and said, hey, we don't like the tournament set up the way it is because they didn't feel like they had a chance in the redfish division. They also felt like some of the fish could not be released if they were not vented properly or anything else. So we decided we were just going to do one. Then last week, some people talked about it and they said, why don't you do two? And to me, that's more of a challenge. And, you know, if you're going to come up and get into the tournament and you're going to have to come in with two fish, then that makes you, you know, I'd be more proud of that plaque if I won that division, if I did with just a bull red, to be honest with you.
And also, it was a suggestion by Coxie during the radio show last week. And it keeps a person from having to quit fishing early for the other species. In other words, if you catch a 27-inch red, and that's the first fish you catch for the day, you got to haul in because the time is what determines who the winner is.
Right. And not only that, but, you know, we don't open up until, what, 1 or 2 o'clock, Anna, for the weigh-in?
2 o'clock.
Yeah,
but so if you caught that fish at 8 o'clock in the morning,
you'd be standing
you're
going to
be standing in line for 6 hours.
Right.
And couldn't go back out fishing.
So the second red added on to there was a great idea, and I think it was very good that y'all added that to it. And the red fishing, I see that John Eggers has been doing pretty good with it. I'm talking about slot reds, keepers, and so on. But I'm not seeing a whole bunch from down south. And there was Leon Dana. He had a couple, maybe.
I think the water's still dirty down there because between Palm Valley or St. Augustine in that area, the water doesn't move a lot there. You got a lot of the same water in that area. So he said he was running south to get the fish because the water's cleaner coming in from the inlet down there.
Okay. And then trout bite seems to be non-existent except for the gentleman, Matt, out of Browns Creek.
Yeah.
He seems to be now none of the ones I saw were, you know, the large ones, but
right.
But
Tim Stouter said he got one. I won't say where he got it, but he said he got one, I think, 24 and a half last night.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, daytime trout fishing, though, it's been tough, as far as I can tell. Nighttime's always better around the docks and so on. And some type of light. Joe, we're going to a break.
Yeah. What do you want, a cookie?
I would.
904-296-1062 is the number, 904-296-1062. I hear Taylor out there squealing his tires. All right, gonefishingshow.com, 296-1062 is the number. Give us a shout. You got any questions? You want to talk with this young lady over here? This is Anna Crowder and the old guy, Mr. Donnie Leeper. All right, y'all stand by right back.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville, 100.3 The Biz.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price has resigned amid criticism of his travel on private planes. Price's pattern of travel on costly charter flights triggered investigations and angered his boss. Mr. Price's partial repayment and public regrets couldn't save his job. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says it's an insult that the Trump administration is withdrawing more than half of the U.S. diplomats in Havana without ordering Cuban diplomats to leave the U.S. The Florida Republican is a vocal critic of Cuba's government. He tells the Associated Press the Trump administration's steps to date are not a good start. The leader of the Air Force Academy delivered a poignant and stern message on race relations In a speech to thousands of cadets after someone wrote racial slurs on message boards outside dorm rooms of five black students. This is SRN News.
Your 100.3 The Biz weather forecast.
Mild tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a coastal shower, 76 for a low. For tomorrow, the nor'easter is going to build throughout Saturday. Rain and wind will increase in the afternoon, high of 84, 76 for Saturday night. And then Sunday looks like the worst of it, 80 for a high with rain and wind, 76 for Sunday night. Monday, still that nor'easter hangs around with a high of 82, 75 for Monday night. Smaller rain chance, partly cloudy Tuesday, high of 84.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers six times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did I mention that Liberty Mutual saved us almost $800 when we switched our auto and home insurance?
Liberty did what?
Mm-hmm. It gave us a little extra cushion in our budget, which we used to upgrade Billy's football pads.
He's got a little extra cushion, all right.
Nobody's going to hurt my baby.
Mom, I can't move.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe. With security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home, wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT. Home. Save home.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, yes, sir. How about that? Everything lights up. All right.
It's like a disco club
in
here
tell
now.
You what.
I'll be breaking out my bell-bottom pants here in a second.
I mean to tell you, we're ready for Christmas, looks like.
Yeah.
Or
a red lighthouse, one to two.
Like somebody else said the other day, 3 months from this past Wednesday or something is Christmas Eve.
Right. Shut your mouth. I'm not ready for all that.
Me either. I don't like it.
I like it. I'm just not prepared.
Not prepared. I know it.
You okay. Got what, 7 kids you got to take
care
of?
Oh, shut up.
I think it's 9
kids.
Oh, my word.
You sound like me. From my only child to 12 brothers and sisters, they just keep popping up.
That's incredible.
I know, boy. I don't know about you.
I know it. I don't know. It was my birth father.
Yeah.
He's the one that couldn't behave.
Emphasis on the word birth.
Well, he wasn't my father. My father, my mom and dad are two people that adopted me and brought me up. And that's the man that taught me to fish. And everything.
Where'd he find time to do that?
No, he's talking about his real dad.
Oh, okay. My real dad.
Oh, okay.
The dad that adopted me.
Oh, okay.
God, that hair is getting gray over there. Grayer and grayer and grayer.
Losing his hearing, too.
I know it.
I got headphones on. I can't hear nothing.
You know, okay. Guys, hadn't been a whole bunch of kayak tournaments this year. Mine didn't go, and then the Classic didn't go. And
that is probably pretty much, I heard the other day, that is over. Done.
That wouldn't bother me. But the point I was getting to is that you guys might have your hands full of trying to get people. There's a lot of new people that are not mm-hmm. familiar with kayak. No, sold 4 kayaks last week. Got a guy coming down from Maryland to pick his up tomorrow. And I got the kayak company putting in the back of the truck, and they're racing it up here. We had 2 people from Georgia down here on vacation. We shipped it to their house that bought kayaks. I mean, a lot of kayaks are still being sold. The kayak interest is still out there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the old-time kayakers have gone to boats.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a new breed of kayakers. And if you look at the Facebook, there's a page for paddle kayakers only. You know, where's...
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, there's the paddle kayaker division in the Facebook. And that's where I get the idea about the redfish and so on and so forth on that. But anyway, my point was is that you're going to have to really get out and hustle. And we're going to try to help you, too, at the store on Facebook and everything. There's a lot of people who hadn't fished in a tournament in over a year.
Yeah.
And the tournament diehard guys that you got last year and I got last year, haven't fished since then. Yeah, the Netty probably was the last really big.
Well, Tony's tournament in April.
In April, okay. I forgot about Tony's, yeah. Tony's tournament was the only one. How many did he draw?
He got about 80, I think, didn't he, you know?
I thought he hit 100.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he hit 100.
Yeah. He has a nice tournament going over there.
Yeah, that's a fun tournament.
It's that's the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the right name. Challenge.
Because... You know, you got a chance to win with, 17 fish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, 10 flounder.
Yeah, 10 flounder.
17, yeah.
Or 18, because there's 6 trout now, right, that you can get? Or is it back to 5? Oh. It keeps changing. It was 6 for a while, then it was 5, then or it was 6.
I think it's 6, but one of them can be over 20.
Right. Yeah. And he allows that, but it's got to be the red, if you catch anything over 27, you're not getting counted for but 27. So, Rick, I wanted to give a shout out to Susan, our beneficiary. She's listening today.
Hi, Susan.
Hello, Susan.
So we're talking about you today, Susan, and talking about the tournament and what we're going to be doing for you in a couple weeks.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, you there?
I was like, did we lose our fearless leader?
Yeah.
He's, we're kind of wondering what Joe's doing in the corner today. He's in rare form today, people.
Well, it's 6 per person per day.
Six per person per day? So that's 18 fish.
I just happen to have the fishing connection that has all the laws in it.
You can get 18 fish in that tournament, and nobody ever really – I mean, I think like 150 inches won this year, and that's – you know, it was a tough day of fishing for everybody. So, but that's just a really fun tournament because, you know, you either catch fish that day or you don't. Like I got last year, I got 4th place. This year, I got 1 12-inch flounder, and that was it. Didn't even weigh it in.
You know, just last show we could not keep the telephone lines empty. Now this week we don't have a call.
Everybody was riled up last week.
Yeah, right. You fired them up, and I know it.
Yeah.
Okay, Taylor, where you at?
Yeah.
All right, down Joe, at the McHugh boat ramp.
Don't get that boy started.
Well, okay, what have you been working over there, Joe?
I was looking at these tides for tomorrow morning, Rick. And you've got at the jetties basically 4:30. You got a high tide, a low at 11:30. But with that wind starting to come in tomorrow, that could change those times a little bit.
Well, what would happen is that you might not have a low tide tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's supposed to hit us in the afternoon. And
I think so.
So that's
tomorrow afternoon. Through Tuesday.
Through Tuesday. Yeah. Right.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
And we have the sweet lady, Miss Trina, is on the telephone.
Hey, Trina.
Hey, Trina.
How are you guys
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
What's up, baby?
Not much. I was just calling to say hi because you're having to call in.
You been fishing?
No, I have not been fishing, no.
No. No offshore, nothing, huh?
Hopefully soon.
You've probably been putting the hammer down on the El Cheapo.
We kind of waited to get started on it because of the storm. We didn't want to, so sorry you're mopping up. Do you think you could donate?
Yeah, that's the same trouble that we had, was we didn't know when we could get back. So it put us, 3-4 weeks behind what we would normally be doing because,
it makes it tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It makes it tough. With El Cheapo, we've got so many fabulous volunteers that kind of already are on autopilot, essentially.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we're getting ready to really hit it hard soon.
The El Cheapo draws what, 400 boats?
400 plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Our biggest year was 458.
What a fun! It's such a fun tournament. We got our butts beat last year, literally by the water. It was so rough last year, but it was still a ton of fun.
I like the weigh in the best.
How did Vic and Mike and those guys do last year? Did anybody know?
Vic has the El Cheapo curse. He can catch sheephead. I've seen him.
The day before and day after, he can go out all day long and get sheeps. But day of the tournament, nope.
But you know what? His daughter broke the curse last year because they were killing it when we passed them. Bam, Jessica won the Lady Angler division.
Lady Angler. Yep.
Wow.
And I called it the night before when she said she was fishing. I said, oh,
really?
Curse is broken. Vic's going to catch fish.
Sheesh.
That is awesome. It's a fun tournament. It's a fun tournament. And we're getting ready to, we just started organizing the spot tournament. They didn't have it last year. So we're bringing it back this year. It used to be the Times Union Redfish Roundup.
What's going on out there offshore? Anybody talking about going out in this mess the next 2 or 3 days from the club out there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody was on there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I was just asking, is anybody brave enough to start going offshore the next couple of days in this mess from the club?
I think, a lot of people went today.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's going to be people
yeah.
going inshore tomorrow, but today
tomorrow morning may be about the last part you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. It's not going to be pretty. It's a good time to get your tours done so that when it does clear up, you can go.
That was my plan.
Got to do the adult stuff thing.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
Yep.
But we started the offshore club membership drive starts basically next month in October, and we go for October, November, December, except new memberships and renewals.
How much is the membership for the offshore club?
It's really affordable. It's $40 for individuals and $50 for families.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
and we meet every other, twice a month, first third Thursday of the month, and we provide dinner at the meeting. That in itself is $40 or $50 of value.
Is there anybody else? You see anybody on the screen over there?
Oh, we're getting music, but our fearless leader went to the bathroom.
No.
Okay.
Trina and Taylor.
Okay. All right, Trina. Be careful out there, sweetie.
Talk to you later.
All right, baby. Appreciate the call. 904-296-1062 is the number. GoneFishingShow.com is... Oh, he's on
Tell
there?
Taylor.
All right, Taylor, we're going to get you on the turnaround here, buddy. Hold tight. Grab you another cold one. We'll be right back.
For a unique fishing experience you'll never forget, call Captain Chip Wingo with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Fish to Flats specializes in light tackle and fly fishing the backwaters of Jacksonville, Fernandina, and St. Augustine. As for Captain Wingo, he's been catching redfish, flounder, and trout from those backwaters his entire life. You'll be fishing from a state-of-the-art 19-foot Hughes Flats boat using high-end pin fishing tackle. Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters is Coast Guard licensed and insured, and they supply the bait, tackle, and the license. Call Captain Wingo today and book an unforgettable fishing experience with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Call 904-614-4989. That's 904-614-4989.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located in Mayport on Libby Road, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jack's Beach.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe D.
Hey, okay, guess who's on? Mr. Taylor Overeem. What's up, Taylor? How about it, Taylor? You there?
He left.
Taylor gone?
No, there he goes. Oh, there he is. He's here. He just popped on.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
He was waiting for me to get into the room.
It's like trying to talk to the mayor when you try to get a hold of a city official.
He is a city official. Go ahead.
Well, I know, but, you know, I'm saying, like, the governor, you know, Scott, you know, you try to talk to him, and then you try to talk to a little small guy. It's really hard, but I've been calling the last couple of days about that Mike McHugh boat ramp. Who covered up that kayak spot? Because Craig Van Brocklin said that's official kayak spot.
Official?
Y'all know anything about that?
No, I do not know that. Well, you know, one time somebody said they were going to make it a kayak spot, but Taylor,
why was that originally there then?
Now, Taylor, the person that would know is the gentleman that writes the articles for us about the boat ramps.
Who's that?
Jim Suber, bud.
Yeah, Jim Suber would be the person.
Yeah, but he said, I don't know if he said, but when I called the city to Jack's Park, she said they had no work orders. So why could they illegally dump all that dirt there in concrete when they had no work orders there to do?
Taylor, listen to me now. Yeah. Listen to me. Go to Facebook. Go to Jacksonville Boat Ramps. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, go to Jacksonville Boat Ramps.
You know which one it is. You've been on it.
Okay.
He's been on it before. Huh?
Okay, let me finish. Let me finish. Go to Jacksonville Boat Ramps and tell Jim Suber what you've heard, and he will respond that night or first thing the next morning. He is great about it.
Oh, yeah, he did. He said it was eroding, but I've been back there for years, and I fished back there for years, and I have not seen not one bit eroding. I don't know what he's talking about eroding. Have you seen the parking lot washing away? Because I haven't seen any washing away.
I went back there and looked at it a little bit after you mentioned that, but I couldn't see anything because the rocks were already there, so if it was eroding, it's been blocked from view. But for if there was a work order or not... I don't know.
That it's didn't make me really happy that, you know, that was a good spot. And then, and everybody else, like all the boaters saying, the kayakers need to get out of the way. You're blocking the ramps and this and that. And then they go and fill that only spot. And then there's another spot in the back, but where you get your water at.
You have every right to use that ramp just like anybody else does, buddy.
So well, I'm going to try.
But I understand what you're saying, because I think, Terry, I'm not sure if it was you and Terry or somebody, y'all had a boat ramp and some guys kind of got huffy with y'all.
Yeah, it was me and Terry. He didn't get, we weren't on the ramp. We were parked on the side in the grass, and I think he was going to have a little bit of trouble back in his trailer, so he...
Yeah, but a lot of people use that, you know, that little side park. I've seen a guy that, you know, randomly pull up and it's just easy. It's out of the way. You drop your kayak there, then you park wherever.
Well, Taylor, you gotta be patient, buddy, because you got to remember they just had a storm, and now we're getting ready to have a nor'easter. So, I mean, that's like the last thing on their list. They got docks and stuff that are falling apart that they're taking care of.
They're still pulling boats out from the submerged.
Yeah, Taylor.
Well, I don't know if y'all saw that email, where, because I've been hounding them because everybody said they're pulling my chains and telling me what I want to hear. But apparently, they're going to put those planks out, like I said, next month. But they're only going to be used to walk on. So they're not going to allow any fishing gear once they put the planks and they open it up.
You talking about the pier?
That's true. Yeah, that's true or not.
Well, I'll find out from tomorrow. Not tomorrow, tomorrow Saturday. I'll find out first part of next week.
But when you email Gulliford, he's not responding to the email. He has a secretary that responds. So I don't...
Me and Mr. Gulliford grew up together. I hate to admit that I'm that old as he is, but I am. So we grew up together. Okay.
And I emailed him a couple times, and then I called, and then I said, does Gulliford respond? And she was like, oh, sometimes, but that was me that was responding.
Okay, Mr. Gulliford usually responds, you know, anytime I ask him. Okay, we will check that out, the pier, and we will work with you on those rocks there and find out what's happening. But Jim Suber is the person to really that knows what's going on, and Anna made a very valid point. Delivering these papers, I did a lot of travels the last couple of days, and man, there is more damage, more docks floating, more boats sunk. What was the one that Joe, that you sold over there that I delivered to? Ring Power's other one.
Oh yeah, Black Creek.
Black Creek actually had
Trout Creek Fish Camp on State Road 13 out there.
They actually had a trailer from Boat US Recovery. I mean, a large trailer truck, and you, I guess they were out recovering boats or trying to get boats floated again. That's how much damage is around the state.
They got barges out with cranes on them, actually, you know, getting a lot of these boats that are submerged. It's just
unbelievable. Yeah. The damage, that it's just unbelievable what's going on. And like Anna said, if we get hit with this northeastern tomorrow, and if it's the size they say it's going to be, there's going to be a lot more damage, a lot more flooding going on. Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
We're talking winds of 15 to 25 for 3 days.
Okay, now on the Weather Channel, they said 35 to 40 mile an hour gust.
Yeah, they were calling for gale force gust
tomorrow night. So, yeah, it'll be good sleeping with the windows open.
Oh, it will be.
So, that part will be good. Okay.
All right, Taylor.
He's gone. He hung up. He gave up on us. You got to give the boy credit. He does do some research, and sometimes he gets frustrated with the system, but, you know, there is a system that you got to work with. And I will check. I went down there and looked at it, and I couldn't believe that they had dumped a pile of rocks.
They're called systems and priorities.
Yes, there's priorities, and then you got to deal with the system concerning the priorities, correct?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
That's where I was going with that.
Oh, I thought so. So the old man had to guide you again. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anna, you and your husband have been really catching the flounder, and we were kind of joking. You said that you use a Jacqueline bait, and you caught flounder on dead shrimp. Were you working the shrimp on the bottom, or
you're dragging it across the bottom.
You're dragging it. You wouldn't let it just sit in there.
Yeah. Well, what had happened was our bait got put into a bucket that may or may not have had something else in it. And so we got to the spot. All of our bait was dead, and we had bought some dead shrimp because we knew there was croakers out there, and one of the guys at the marina, he likes have croakers do a fish fry for his family. So I said, well, we're out there, we'll do that too. So we ended up using the shrimp for the flounder, and it worked. I mean, we didn't kill it. We only caught, I think, three or four. It was four, I think, is what we caught. But today they did really well. But today they had, I believe they had mullet and probably using some jigs too.
Now, Joe, you actually caught a nice redfish floating dead shrimp on a popping cork.
On a popping
cork.
That's
the Jackie special.
Yeah, that's the Jackie special.
Yeah, that was out in the haul over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice fish. And winded up having to put a stringer on him and drag him around with the kayak for about 2.5-3 hours. And by the time I got back, thing was still kicking.
I mean, darn.
I took him, got him in, didn't have a cooler with me at all. So I took one of my shirts that I had in the truck, threw him in the shirt, took off as fast as I could. Once I loaded up, the minute I loaded up, I put the fish in from the water straight into the front seat of the car, put the AC on, took off, and went to the convenience store, grabbed a big bag of ice, and then poured half the ice out, chunked the fish in that ice, and went home with him. So, yeah.
You just broke Rick's heart that you took home that redfish. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I do not kill redfish. Matter of fact, the only fish I do take home is a flounder. That's it. Yep. Yeah.
Say, because if you don't take a redfish home, then what good is a redfish recipe? Right, Jeff? Yep. Ask Jeff
Altman.
I heard
him say it, yep.
That's right. Why put up a redfish recipe if you're not going to take fish home? Does that make sense, Donnie? Mm-hmm. All right. Prove my point, right?
Nothing like redfish tacos.
Yeah.
Donnie, we get back because 5:57, and so we got about another minute before we go on a break. I'm really curious about now you having to use artificials in the kayak. What is probably your favorite artificial to use in a kayak? And you're red fishing right now. Is there a particular one that you like over another?
Z-Man.
Well, all right, we'll talk about that when you get back. But it's just interesting. I'm curious about, are you able to work a top water in the kayak? Or
you are
able to, use this and so on?
Yep.
Okay. Well, guys, we're going for the long break. How long are we going for, Joe?
We're going for 296-1062, area code 904. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to be back in about 6 minutes. Y'all stand by.
That was what I was asking, 6 minutes. Thank you, Joe.
You're still on.
I know it.
Okay.